If someone's order's wrong and he stayed, we went, you know, Buckner, we went to about one knot an hour, remember, out there in the South China Sea. So he delayed so he would not arrive in Quinyon till the date he had on his orders, he said it was on orders, which was a day after Westmoreland was there with the press corps waiting to gather. This is the first, the combat unit is going to come in there. And the Buckner was, it was hot, miserable, somebody. We had scoops, air scoops out on the, you know, the scoop up there was no air movement. But so we got there, and so the Westy went back to Saigon with the press corps, and then when they found out when the Buckner arrived, then he came back up with the press corps again. But it bled off a lot.
Oh yeah.
So I went ashore first, so I could go there, coordinate with the press corps, and then we had all the pictures. The picture in that book shows the that history book.
Remember that damn thing the most ridiculous thing was putting on these damn calf patches that had not a rubber band, but a piece of elastic around them.
Yeah.
Because we'd stripped all of our uniforms mostly, you know, and to put that on so that when we got off.
Yeah, here we are.
See, that's a slide on your arm.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. You see, we had a magnifying mirror.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, you were, bud. Yeah.
But you know, it was kind of like the Marines that did the landing in Somalia.
Oh, yeah, everybody watching you. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, no, so you went from there to some trucks that took you over a short distance to an LZ, and you went from Hook to Ankei from there. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. And the thing that I brought up, I was joking about yesterday, and I borrowed this thought from this Mason who wrote Chicken Hawk. I had never seen the statement, but I was trying to verify if anyone knew it. That was my point of view is that it was an armada of ships that took us there. Six troop ships, seven freight ships, and three aircraft carriers.
But we were never in a convoy.
We never saw another ship. Yeah. But that was to my right, and I was just trying to verify it. It's an insignificant point, but I mean, that was a major undertaking.
Yeah.
Just what?
The Buckner had been used from Bayonne, New Jersey, or whatever, East Coast port had been used for years to take dependents from the U.S. to Europe to assignments. And they had, on the ship it was rigged, they had a beauty parlor on there for hairdo. Our operation room was the kids' playroom, and they had, remember those, they had three little rocky horses things there on these heavy springs, and Colonel Tully would make the S1, the S2, and the S3 set on those things, you know, or whoever, you know, and that. Yeah, yeah, and the briefing's going on.
Yeah, I didn't know about this ship. That food was outstanding.
Yeah, food was good.
I when the Buckner was doing the Atlantic flights, passages, I'd been on the Buckner before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. It was a good ship, but I knew it. So, I mean, it was like being home. And
oh, man, but you get down on the hold where the troops drilled it, all stink and hot. You know, they're racks. How high were the racks? Five.
They're five.
Five racks high.
So from, you know, now, the date shows that you disembarked on the 14th of September. Mm-hmm. Anybody got any idea what the date was that you actually pulled out of Charleston?
It was.
Anybody have any idea?
I'm saying we were at sea for 30 days.
30 days total from Charleston. So yeah. That would fit about right, because didn't the first advance party leave the very first week of August?
Oh, Doug, one thing I want to bring your attention. On this Life magazine where it says a young lieutenant, the advance party is briefing, whatever, the big picture. That's not a young lieutenant. It's a captain. It's S4, Stu Keller. Stu Keller was on the advance party.
Okay.
And so he was kind of.
Italian S4, Stu Keller, Captain Stu Miller. Keller. Okay.
Yeah. And I'll email it to you to remind you when you get back home.
That's cool.
But he commanded the advance party for the battalion. Good guy. Good.
Yeah, that's S4 function. I would assume the XO was the leader of the advance party.
Harris?
No. Don't ask hard questions like that. Let's see.
We had an XO name here. They're talking about the battalion XO.
I don't remember. That's too hard for me to answer.
I think it was Harris. Tall, skinny, black hair.